Last week we did Reishin and Gimel Aleph and Beis. Aleph was Shehiya, touching on Chazara and Atmana. Beis is Chazara, touching on Shehiya and Atmana. So we had. Okay, I think we did it pretty well. Huh? Bar Mitzvah. No. Okay, so the following Shaila happened on this Shabbos. We had Friday night, we had chicken soup on the plata, and we need a new urn, whatever. I didn't buy a new urn. And one of my kids has a sore throat, wanted hot tea, there's no hot tea in the house, so there's no urn. So my wife said, okay, so we will keep the chicken soup on the plata. Well, we're going to do chazara. You know, in a halachically permissible fashion. We're going to follow all the rules. We're going to take it off the plata. We're going to have daito lahavzir, kavana to put it back. And we're going to hold it in our hand while... Okay, we put it on the shayish while holding it in the hand. Ramesha says even on the floor holding in the hand is good. Others disagree. But here it's not the floor. It's a shayish. Some say shayish has a dinner b'ki sayin a sapsa. Fine. And it's still hot, and it's fully cooked, and it's a plata, it's good for ktuma. But my wife said, but if we leave the chickens with a humongous pot, if we leave it on the blech, on the plata, then there won't be any room to heat up any food tomorrow. Okay, we haven't gotten to yet how we heat up food on a plata on Shabbos, but there won't be any room. So I want to take it from a big chicken soup pot after I give out to everybody, and I want to transfer it to a little chicken soup pot and leave it on there. On Shabbos, Friday night. After the suda, after we give out the soup, there's a little bit left. We do it in a way that's mutter. Now I want to put it in the small pot. So that is the shaila of the Gemara. On daf lamed ches. Boy Ravashi. Pinan mimecham lemecham mahu. Can you pour it from one pot to the other? Alright, so it has to be in your hand and you can put it down. What if I pour it to another pot? If I pour it to another pot, Is that like, okay, now it's done, you can't put it back on, or no? Molly this pot, Molly that pot. What do I care if I'm putting it back in this pot, or I put it in this pot? Okay, mechal, mechal, mal. The Gemara says, teku. Machlokes, it's the same machlokes Rambam Rosh that we have by the Kisei and the Safsa. The Rosh is Machmir, the Rambam is Meiko, and therefore the Magen Avraham wants to say, he wants to say it's exact same machlokes, and the Rama is Machmir, and therefore for Ashkenazim it's going to be Asur. I don't have all the svaras and all the lumbas and everything else, but the Mishnah Brewer brings this down. The Mechaber doesn't bring it down at all. Look at the Sharatzin Ois Mem Zayin. Sharatzin Ois Mem Zayin. It's at the beginning of Sif Beis. Sharatzin Ois Mem Zayin. Okay, Mogi Aron, that's from fine. Now he says like this. Mem Zayin, shout out to the bottom. Lois Karti, Pina Mimecha Lamecham, Shazacha Mogi Aron. I did not mention this Shaila of Pina Mimecha Lamecham. Put it to a different path. Mishum Divalava, Chiyesh Deos Shemekilim, Bimecham Sheini. Because there are Deos that are Mekil on the second path. I am Betoises Varan. Al Kain. Now I don't know exactly. I don't know why he's mechalik. I just know what he says. I don't know why he says it. Lefiani is daiti, says the Sharatzia, the Mishabura. Pashut the yesh this mech ala mekilim bebayazu. One can be mekel pina bemechal mechem. Not like the Magen Avraham, who wants to say tell you that machlekes and the Rama answers and answer. He holds that it's mutter. Okay, so you can take the chicken. So I got the shayla and Shabbos. The Shabbos tale. Oh, just learned it. I was supposed to give shared it last week, but we didn't have enough time. You know, it's a little Sharatzian. No, after I prepared. This Friday night.
The Shabbos tale best when the shayla came up, huh?
Yeah, because we're giving out the chicken soup. Okay. So Lamaisa, the Mishbura says it's mutter. Mishbura says mutter. You're putting it into a different. Once you put it to a different pot, maybe you can't put that pot back on the fire.
How you can? It's like shiny, and it's not supposed to be out to let us go or something.
Oh, that's a very, very excellent point. Okay, that's a good. Okay, great. So according to the mechaber, once it goes into a we're not digging. That's really shin yud chas dal. But once according to the mechaber, he's right. Once it goes into a klisheni, as it did halachically cold, no matter how hot it is, halachically it's cold, you cannot put it back. You're right. Yeah, here we're dealing with a chazara. In all halachas of chazara, you have to be mechalik between Reishin and Gimel chazara and Shin Yud Ches, which is Bishul. Meaning, First, you got to figure out there's no problem with Bishul. No problem with Bishul. Now, how are you allowed to heat things up? Which we're going to get into today. But first, you got to figure out is there Bishul. So you're right. According to the Machaber over here, there's a Shin Yud Ches problem with Gamri. Yes.
Even though
it's only Ramaz
Maker for
Skull 1. Yes. That's Machaber. We'll get to it in Shin Yud Ches. Now, another common scenario, let's say the chillant's on the thing and it's starting to dry out and you want to put in water. So obviously you can't put in cold water, that's called Bishul D'oraisa. Okay? So, if you have on the plata, you have a chillant, and the chillant's drying out, and you have, let's say you have a good old-fashioned pot of water, a thing of water, yeah? And you want to pour it in, that's okay. There is an issue, a basa b'chalav discussion, that if the steam of that the you should be careful that the steam, the fleshic steam of the chillin should not hit the water pot with the power of a water pot while it's still hot. There is an issue discussion about the lechatchila to try to be careful about that, but that's going to be mutter. What about pouring it into a cup and then pouring the cup into the chillin? Because that's more usually you have like an urn attached to the wall and you have a chillin. I want to take from the urn, put it over here, and then pour it in. So according to the Mechaber, like you said, you can't do that. Once it goes to the cliché, it comes to the Mechaber, it's halachically cold, and you may not reheat it. According to the Ramah, it's part of the Shaila. It's a pinam mecham the mecham. So Orchel Shabbos says that it's mutter for Ashkenazim. Shmuel Shabbos Hilchos says it's not so poshut. If you pour it, he says it's better to, if you would put the, let's say you, in the other case, you're putting from one pot in the other, and that pot you're putting on here, he says that's better than pouring it into a cup and then pouring it in. Orchel Shabbos wants to maybe it's not better, maybe the other, maybe this one's dafka better. Whole discussion. The Maisa Orchel Shabbos is Nekel. Shmir Shabbos. Shmuel Zalman says, like, what's the svara? I could put the cup on the plot, so why can't I take the water in the cup and pour it into the chum? What's the difference? But he doesn't. I don't know exactly where Shmuel Zalman held between
the cup and the pot.
Between, I take from the urn, I put in a cup. If I want to put that cup on the thing, it's okay. On the shayon pot. Instead of doing that, I want to pour the water in the cup into the cholent. So that becomes worse, according to some. Shri Shabbat says that's worse. Orchel Shabbat says it's better. Whatever.
The cholent needs to be off the plata.
Ah, so that's another shot. Does the cholent need to be off the plata? So you're not allowed to mix and stir something on the while it's on a heat source. Also on a plata. Yeah, I thought it was mutter, but it's not mutter. Because consider ala eish for this halacha. We'll get to shichas. We touched on it already. So here they say that either you should take it off and put it on, or do it gently so that it doesn't. This whole discussion, when you pour it in, that could also, it's like stirring, it's like magus, and therefore that might be a problem. Say again, what? You what?
I have a pot of hot water.
Yeah?
I can pour the chalk inside.
Chalk into the water.
You don't need to do that. You can pour the. Everyone agrees you can pour the pot into the chalk.
The water.
They're both on the fire. They're both on the platter. Oh, yeah, there's the magus problem there. I don't know. That might also be the magus problem. Lay there. I don't know. They say to pour it in gently. Benachas. Yeah, he's matter. Matter, based on shatzu. Even pouring in a separate cup, there's a whole discussion if that's better or worse. But Lamai say he's Mako. Okay. Now the question is once you've decided, we haven't learned Shin Yud Ches, but once you've decided mitzad Shin Yud Ches, mitzad Bishul, there's no Bishul problem. Either because it's a dry food. Dry food, the fully cooked dry food is ain Bishul achar Bishul. So there's no Bishul problem. The question is, how am I allowed to heat it up? I'm not allowed to lichatchila go put it on a fire. We have five conditions of chazara. What do I do Shabbos morning? I take my breaded chicken, it's a dried chicken, I take my potato kugel out of the fridge, I want to heat it up. How am I allowed to heat it up? Okay, so there's two standard ways of Jewish kitchens. One's called a blech and one's called a pata. Okay. A blech is a sheet of metal on top of fire. So we already said the Chazon Ish holds it because it does not cool the fire at all, therefore he holds it doesn't count. It's not. But other poskim, the contemporary poskim disagree, and they say it's a cover, it's a heker, it's not normal to cook on, and how much it, he cools off the fire, I don't know. But Lamai said that's called, that is considered grufa ktuma, delo kechazon ish. Now, what about putting, let's say the he didn't put on, he just had an open fire. He didn't put on a blech for whatever reason. A blech fell off, the kids are playing with it. Is he allowed to put a blech on the fire on Shabbos? So, if the blech is going to become red hot, they call it a gachelet, it's going to be red hot, it's an issa daraisa of havarat ish, of havar. Okay. Now, what if it's not going to become red hot? It's just going to get hot. It's going to get hot. You put metal on fire, it's going to get hot. So the Chazon Ish holds it's a chatzi shir. It still might be an issa daraisa of havar on Shabbos. All the posts can disagree with that Chazon Ish, and they say as long as it doesn't get, if it gets red hot, then it's also minatoria. Everyone seems to agree to that. I think it's a Rama. But if it does not get red hot, and then Rav Moshe says, you see, we have the black on the fire all Shabbos long. Motzei Shabbos, you take it off. It's not red hot. So he says, and there's no chatzi shir over here, and therefore he says you could put, if you didn't do it before Shabbos, on Shabbos you could put the blech on top of the fire. Fine. Now there's three parts of the blech. There's mamish on the fire. There is near the fire where it is hot. It is yad saletas bo, and then there's far away from the fire where it is not even yad saletas bo. So there are a number of poskim. There's a lot of different. Whatever. I'm just going to tell you what I understand. I'm not passing any shayla, just tell you how I understand it. The army poskim war makel and say that you could put it on a part of the blech that's not yad soletis bo. It's not yad soletis bo, it's zero. The Chazon Ish, now I don't know if he's, how he deals with his problem, that's not bechlal gufo ktuma, but leaving that aside, the Chazon Ish has a separate problem. It's a very good kash. He says, how do you know exactly? We don't know exactly what's yad soletis bo. Open up any, there's 20 different degrees, and the degrees don't mean anything. If I put my hand over here, they say you can't judge with your own hand necessarily, and I put over here, it's okay, and over here it's not. Like, it's very difficult to know exactly where it's okay, where it's not okay. It's a dangerous thing to do. Chazon Ish says, don't put on at all. But Ramesh and others say, if you know for sure that over here you put your hand in, it's mamish, not half. I don't know what you gain by putting the food there, but takes a chill out of the food. If it can never reach out to let us go over there, there are many possible make up to put it over there. But you can't move it from this section to the other section. Usually the general assumption is, until today I understood, that ala age mamish and next to the age with yad soletis bo is the same thing, except for me. You can't stir it on the fire, and you shouldn't even dish out the chatzchila. But next to the fire, Moshe says, okay, even though it's yad soletis bo, it's not considered on the fire. But for every other halacha, I always understood that it was the same. Now, by the way, I don't know if you're allowed to say this over here. Rav Avadya holds, based on Magen Avraham over here, which is a maziva, Rav Avadya holds that you can put food directly on a blech on Shabbos. Okay, Ashkenazim don't do that. No, cooked. Everything's cooked. We don't put things directly on a blech on Shabbos to heat things up. Take a potato cooker, add it to the refrigerator, and put it on the blech on Shabbos to heat it up. We don't do that. We consider it as a kira grufo ktuma, and that's only one of the four conditions. Okay, it's fully cooked, it's cold, now daitel ha'achzer, now it's a chachila for sure, something you can't do. And also Shabbos says if you did it, it's an issa d'rabbanan of chazara, and the food's even asur ba'achila. Even b'shogeg, that's what he wants to say. I want to ask Rav Shtern this shayla, and because I think, I don't remember exactly, but I think one of the teachers in one of the schools that we were involved with told the students, if your parents put food directly on a blech on Shabbos, which when I was growing up, I think is what people did. Never saw plata until I came to this country. And so this teacher got up and said, they can't eat their parents' food. I think to tell kids they can't eat the parents' food when the parents are religious and keep kosher and keep Shabbos, they just don't know all the details, a big deal. So I remember going to Rav Shtern over here and he said to me, Rav Avadya's makeup. I heard it with my own ears. I didn't believe it. So we don't do it. The chachir, we don't do it. But he said to me, his lashon was, Rav Avadya's an ilan gadol that one can rely on in such a case, not to tell the 18-year-old kid when he goes home, don't eat your parents' food. Now, I just saw today for the first time, I didn't believe it, that yeah, but it's based on the Ashkenazi poskim. It's based on a Magen Avraham. What?
Why the Ashkenazi
poskim? I don't know. I don't know exactly. I don't know. Now, I don't know. Most poskim hold it's a kira, grufo ktuma on top, and you're not allowed to. It's only one of the four, five conditions of chazara. He holds it's like this there's a sugi of maziva, which we'll get to, and he wants to say, and it's not normal to cook on it, and he wants to say that it's okay. But everyone disagrees. But it's not a svari psak. It's based on a malgar avram. So Rav Stern wanted to say, but yeah, someone did it. Arach Shabbos said the food's asher ba'achila. Rav Stern told me once that that Rav Avadya, you can make a b'diavad if one's parents did that, he can eat the food. You don't tell the kid he can't eat his parents' food. That's not good for shalom bias. Okay, now I didn't realize this, and this is a very good pshara. In Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, he brings down that a lot of posts can disagree with this, but he brings down the Yesh HaOmrim. I don't know if this is Rosh Hashanah. I don't know who it is. He says you can't put directly on the blech on the fire on Shabbos, but you can put next to the fire on Shabbos, even if it's out, so let us go. But you can't move it from here to there. Now, again, we're not knowing to do that, and one should not do that. But, you know, if one comes home from Israel fighting, Shmir Shabbos brings an opinion that he can heat up food directly on the blech, but here's the fire. He can't put it on the fire. Yeah, you put it next to the fire. Not on the fire, next to the fire. No, I can't move it onto the fire. Onto the fire, no, but next to the fire. But that's enough to heat it up. That's right. Most people can disagree with that. Most people say, no, there's no difference between on the fire and off the fire. It's us. Shmir Shabbos brings us down. What? I'm talking about a blech, not a platter. Not the platter, not the blech. A blech is a sheet of metal on top of a fire. Okay, now, to move it around, if it's on the, let's say it's on the blech before Shabbos, so for sure to move it around is okay. It's hot, it's fully cooked, it's on the blech, some's on the fire, some's off the fire. And I think, so, if I, this is what I was thinking, I didn't have any, ask anybody, but let's say it's on, if it's before Shabbos, I can hear more, if it's on Shabbos, and I move it from the fire, the hot section, a little bit where it's not so hot. So what's it doing there? It's mamish ready to go back on. You know what I'm saying? It's not like a hesach hadas from the. It's still hot. Still fully cooked. It's good for ketuma. The kashal is daito lachzor and ode biyado. It's daito lachzor. It's not ode biyado exactly. Literally, it's not in my hand, but it's mamish on the blech. So I would think if it's on Shabbos, it's okay. If it's before Shabbos, I'm not sure. It's probably still okay. I'm 100% sure. Also, once you're doing it on Shabbos, you have the Ran. There's a Ran that we don't rely on the Chavchil. We discussed last week. Okay. That's in terms of the Blech. Okay. Then we have something called a Plata. According to most post-game, the Plata, a Plata is a hot plate that has no knob. That means can't make it hotter, more hot, less hot. There's one heat over... I don't want to say the whole thing, it's not necessarily the case, but it's one heat. It's a plata. Some platas are hotter in some places. Okay, I don't want to discuss that. That's not relevant. It's not relevant. Okay, Rav Yashiv holds that it's not considered grufu ketumah. He says you have to cover it with a piece of foil. Most of us can say it is considered grufu ketumah. You don't need to cover it with a foil. Fine. Okay, now there is a Rav Moshe who says that you can take food, the cooked potato kugel out of the fridge on Shabbos morning and put it on the plata on Shabbos. If the plata is EF Sher Levashel Olav, if the plata can't, you can't cook on the plata. So I, until today, understood. Okay, so first of all, what does it mean EF Sher? It means that's his Lashon. Yeah, that's his Lashon. Rav Shimon Eider, famous Rav Shimon Eider, who's no longer with us, he wrote these Sfarim Hilchos Shabbos, and he asked a bunch of questions to Rav Moshe, and it appears in Dalet Ayin Dalet, all the questions he asked Rav Moshe, on tons on Bishul, and Borer, and Lash, and Tochein. So over there, he's Lashon EF Sher Lash. So I spoke to a serious postdoc in America who said he asked Rav Shimon Eider this question directly. Does it mean that you can't cook on it? Let's say it's going to sit there for 8 hours. Maybe it'll cook in 8 hours. It's not normal to cook on. What does he mean? This is not normal to cook on this. There are hot plates where it's made to be cooked on. It usually has a knob, hotter, more hot. Our platas are just there to keep food warm for Shabbos. Like, that's what it's for. It's not there to cook. Even though it could be, if you put a gefilte fish on there for 8 hours, maybe it'll cook.
Put an egg on any platter.
Okay, there you go. Right. So... he said, this big post-it guy I spoke to in America said that he asked Rav Shimon Eider directly this question. I'm pretty sure he said Rav Shimon Eider asked Rav Moshe the question directly, and he said that he means it's not normal to cook on. Not that it's impossible to cook an egg on it, but it's not normal to cook on it. So there are people in America who are no egg to put directly on the platter. There was once a kiddush in this shul, And there's a big rabbi in America that tells people they can put straight on the plata, and this person comes from America, and he was making kiddush here and put food straight on the plata before we had a rabbi, and there was a guest here who not only never heard of that, but he was of the opinion that it wasn't even, he was of the Rav Eliyashiv's opinion, that it wasn't even considered group for Ketuma, and then this was a terrible Chil Shabbos, and like he was like a guest, and it was like really uncomfortable. So I went afterwards. Okay, so Lamaisa in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Shmuel Zalman said that it's also to put directly on the plata, and we don't put directly on the plata. Now, I asked Rav Meir Simcha Orbach about it, and he told me, his father said, HaMekel Yeshlo Milismoch, but, he held it was also. But one who does it has on whom to rely. Okay, so there are poskim who allow Lamaisa in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Mekubal.
You put tinfoil over the...
That won't help you. No, it doesn't do anything.
And the pan,
without the tinfoil being there, it's worse, but it doesn't make it better. It makes it better, but it doesn't help you because it's only one of five conditions.
And the pan doesn't do anything either. Like when you
what
put
pan?
When you put potato kugel on, you have a pan underneath.
What do you mean? The kugel's in a pan?
Yeah.
The kugel being in a pan doesn't count. Okay, so hold on. So Lamaisai, I've seen the Svarim bring down that even though we're knowing not to put directly on a plata, according to the Pesach of Rishon Mazamin, but you can still use that when there are other kulas involved. Meaning, let's give the example we had before, the mecham, and you want to put water from the urn on a cup, and you want to put it in the plata. So, it's not exactly like, it's better than being on a blech. It's better, it's we don't do it, but when you have other snifim lahakel, and we spoke a lot last week, he didn't have daik to lahakse. Okay, b'dievet, it's okay, the mechaber doesn't require it. He put it b'dievet, he put it on the shayish. It's used, as we say, as a sniff, lahakya. Okay, well, we also have a rant. This is the kids are used as a sniff lahakya. Ooh, we didn't start yet. Okay. Now, there's a very important. So if you can't put directly on a plata, lechatchila, you can't put directly on a blech. So how are you supposed to heat up food on Shabbos? So let's see. Let's try to do this quickly. Reish nun gimel gimel. Hamashkin baboker, he gets up Shabbos morning early, Nate's an hour before Nate's he's learning, and he's hungry, sniffs the cholent. An hour before Nate's he can't eat cholent, it's after Alos. Okay, anyway, the Roshek Disha Tavshilo, he sees that the cholent's burning. Vyare Penyak Diagyos is afraid the cholent's gonna burn worse. So what can he do? Yochel Lahasir, he can take the cholent off of the fire, we'll say. Take a pan, flip it upside down, empty pan upside down on top of the fire, and then put your children on top of the pan, and it's not so close to the fire, and it will not get as hot and not continue to burn. So then you take your full pot on top of the empty pot. But be sure that you don't put the pot on the floor. It has to still be hot. Okay, so the Mechaber here over here is saying, when you have that upside down pot and you want to put the cholent down there, you have to keep all five conditions of Chazara. Which means I can, according to this, I cannot take my potato kugel out of the fridge Shabbos morning and flip the pan upside down on top of my stove and put the kugel on top to heat up. Hold on. Now, in Siv Hey, we have to skip. I'm sorry. I know you don't like when I skip. Too bad. Reish Nun Gimel Hey. Mutter Latet Al Pi Kederes Chame B'Shabbos Tarshash Nishvash Shem Erev Shabbos Kol Tzoko. Kugon Pandish V'Chayot Ben Lechameman V'Shein Derech Bishabu. I have my cholent on the fire. What do I want? Don't I take off the cover of my cholent and take a big pot of dry schnitzel and put it on top of the pot of cholent to heat up? I take it out of the fridge and I put it on top of the pot of cholent. That the Mechaber says I'm allowed to do. Because it's not normal to cook on top of a pot of cholent. Aval. Okay, let's leave the aval out. It's not relevant for now. Okay, go back to Reish Nun Gimel Gimel. Reish Nun Gimel Gimel. The Bir Halacha Dibur Matzlo Bizar Shelo Yasim Yas Astira. It's a stira between Siv Gimel and Siv Hey. In Siv Hey, the Mechaber says I can take a pan of schnitzel out of the fridge and put it on top of the cholent pot. And in Siv Gimel, he says, if I take my cholent is burning and I want to take a pot and turn it upside down and put my cholent on top of it, I have to keep all the conditions of Chazara. Can I heat stuff up lichatchila on top of a pot on top of my fire, or can I not? That's the kasha. The Bir Halacha asked, Dibur Maskevi Zohar, third, fourth line, Ulchora Sosa Mechaber Zatzmo. There comes Sifhei, he brings the Rashba, the Mutu Litin Lechatchila B'Shabbos. Even though the fire is on the children's on the fire. Because it's not Derech Bishalakach. And over here he says that it's Azer.
Two different cases.
Right, two different cases. Right, very good. One's empty, one's full. Okay, so he brings out one answer that he rejects, which is important to point out, but we'll save it for another time maybe. The second answer, he says that one is empty and one is full. Okay, one is empty, one is full. One is empty, one is full. So he said like this. A lot of posts can understand. Now there are those who say one is empty, one is full. If you want to heat up, you have to heat up on top of a full pot. And you cannot heat up on top of an empty pot. You cannot take a pot, flip it upside down. What?
Hay is full.
Hay is motor because it's full pot. Gimel is also because it's empty pot. Okay, there are those who want to say that. Others come along and Shlomo Zalman, I think Ravaz, others come along and say, wait a second. In Sif Gimel, the food is on the fire, mamish. The food is not it's not on a kira grufa ktuma at all. When you take your pot and flip it upside down, you've just created a blech. You created a blech. You know, I put directly on the blech. But if you have a blech already, you already have a kira grufa ktuma, you already have a blech, and now you put an upside down pot on top of that, and then you put the schnitzel on top of that, that's going to be okay, because that's more similar to Sif Hay than it is to Sif Gimel. Because Sif Gimel, the problem is you just created a blech, and that's not good enough because you can't put directly on a blech.
Where did
you
say
it's upside
down? Can
they recognize? I know it's upside down. It doesn't matter if it's upside down or not upside down. It's empty, right? It doesn't really matter. Okay, so therefore, like this. Again, there are machmir, but the Mekilim say like this. The Mekilim say, okay, we have a plata, or we have a blech, and a plata is more mekil than a blech, because our sheet is that you can put directly on the plata, even though we don't do that. So it's all part of the sniff log. When I first got married, I went to ask the shayla, so that's stuff. Plata, anyway, more mekil. Upside down, you know, some people like it, some people don't. Okay, we try not to do it. Upside down pot, some people like it, some people don't. Okay, but you put the two together, and you have room to make it. So an upside down pot on a plot is more make it than an upside down pot on a black, but even upside down pot on a black, there are making them say, as long as it's already roof of tumah, it's already covered, and then you put the upside down pot. So you didn't create a black, you already have a black there, and you have a space. You can't just put like a cookie sheet, which is like a flat pan, like a fat piece of metal. You need to have this, a little bit of space, some space. And that is how many, many people, Lamaisa, heat up food Shabbos morning. So then you don't have to worry about chazara. It's not a chazara problem. It's ein derech b'shel kach, not a normal way of cooking. And therefore, it's going to be mutter. Provided that you solve your shin yirches. You can't heat up chicken soup if it's cold. You can't heat up something that's not fully cooked, right? It has to fulfill the conditions of shin yirches that's fully cooked. And there's no b'shel problem. There's no b'shel problem, we can discuss chazara. And this is how many are mekel to do this. The ones who are not mekel, I guess, just put it on top of the cholent. I don't know what people do. I know one. What? Yeah, the urn is a little bit more scary because it's usually a power of urn, and you're dealing with flay shakes and. The upside down pot on a pan on a blech or for sure on a plata harbe mekelim. Yeah, that's what we do.
What about they talk about being muksa?
What's muksa?
A pot that's not being used at all.
Okay, an empty pot. There are those who want to say that might be muksa because it's a klisha malachtel iser that you're using to cook. You're not to cook on Shabbos. So first of all, even if that's the case, which is not necessarily, others say pots can be used for storage. Pots can be used for a lot of things. Pots, you cook in the pot and then you put it in the fridge. So it's sitting in the fridge as a storage container for 24 hours, and you cooked in it for 3 hours. So it's not everyone agrees that it's a klisha malachtel iser. But even if it is a muksa klisha malachtel iser, you're allowed to use a klisha malachtel iser letzarach gufo makomo. If you need it for a mutter purpose like this, then it would still be mutter.